Hi, and welcome to my webpage. The webpage you see before you is an attempt from a cultural studies perspective to try to shed some light on the photographic journey undertaken by Gillian Anderson. The webpages you see are an attempt to make sense not just of pictures which are inauthentic, some of which are displayed here, but the changes which have been made in the authentic pictures as well, drawing on the insights of sociology and cultural feminist studies. The verbal presentation you're listening to is designed to complement the page before you. I invite you to look at the pictures as I discuss them and then respond on the final page. In the early pictures which we see of Gillian Anderson, we see a representation of Anderson which is virtually synonymous with the character of Scully, which she plays on the X-Files. While the photos are perhaps slightly more revealing than one saw on the show, they present a person which is largely continuous with Scully. What we have then here is Anderson capitalizing on her television role through the photographic medium. However, we witness a transition in early 1995 with the publication of the Australian edition of Rolling Stone magazine. The Rolling Stone spread presented a vision of Anderson which was different than her character of Scully. In these photos, she's seen in a negligee, engaged in a menage a trois, and smoking. However, while one cannot imagine the character of Scully engaged in these acts, it is clear that these pictures are not to be taken apart from the television show, as the linkage with Duchovny and Chris Carter make clear. What we have, then, is an alternative vision of the X-Files, an imaginary exploration of the characters, seemingly fulfilling the fantasies of many fans, yet not directly related to the television show itself, but not directly apart from it either. Move now to the FHM Pictures page. The Rolling Stone spread was significant, moreover, in that it marked the beginning of a transition that would be culminated in the FHM photo shoot. In the FHM spread, we see a vision of Gillian Anderson which is entirely different from Scully. Here we are cut loose from the X-Files. Duchovny and Cast are absent, and Anderson is dressed in clothes that would be unimaginable for her X-Files character to wear. Here she is dressed in rubber, a black negligee, and a see-through dress. Additionally, the pictures are paired. One of each pair expresses anger, the other ecstasy. The vision is so differentiated from Scully that we must consider this a separate representation of Anderson, a new persona. This new persona for Anderson, then, one which is apart from the highly intellectual, nurturing, and largely sexless persona of Scully, is represented as sexy and angry. No attempt is made to make her seem intelligent. The quotes given next to the picture serve to emphasize hostility, but not to regain the image of intelligence. This is, then, a new representation for public consumption. Here let me insert a caveat so I am not misunderstood. I am not interested in passing judgment on Anderson for these pictures or any other. I am not nostalgic for the more innocent pictures, nor am I demanding that Anderson be true to Scully, nor am I particularly interested in the discussion of which persona represents the real Gillian Anderson. None of that holds any intrigue for me at all. I embrace Anderson's right to present herself in any guise she wishes. My concern here is to map the transitions in presentation that she has gone through, and to offer an explanation as to why these transitions may have occurred. I now turn to that explanation. To begin, I must emphasize again that we are dealing here with representation, always. And representation is a construct, universally so, but particularly as it relates to actresses who are engaged in nothing but representation for a living. As a constructed endeavor, then, representation for public consumption is particularly about the creation of a persona which will have ramifications for an individual within the larger television world. Thus, one hears fears of typecasting individuals who are viewed as capable of playing only one character. This is particularly the case for individuals who have been in very successful television shows, and most especially for women. Witness the cases of Ginger or Marsha Brady. An actress must be careful, then, that they not become too identified with their character. Clearly, then, in the spread in Rolling Stones and FHM, to a certain extent at least, what we see is a preemptive strike against such typecasting. But be that as it may, it leaves unanswered the question which still weighs heavily upon us. How do we explain this phenomenon to begin with? Why would an actress with as much versatility as Gillian Anderson be required to create a totally separate persona? Here is where a cultural critique is helpful. It seems to me this case study points out the reality of women in our culture. Our culture is unable or unwilling to understand women as whole people. On the one hand, we have made a certain amount of progress in that women can be seen as equal partners to men, sometimes even their intellectual superiors, though this is exceptional. But there is always a price to be paid in terms of their sexuality and their morality. They may be an evil seductress genius, or they may be a sexless intellect, but they cannot be intelligent, sexy, and good. While one may point to occasional exceptions, the history of television bears witness to this generality. The pictures of Gillian Anderson presented here give evidence to this. Anderson surrenders her persona, which emphasizes intellect, to acquire one which embraces her sexuality. She epitomizes the dichotomy of culture, which swings between sexual object and intellectual subject, but cannot harmonize the two. The pictures presented in these web pages then allow us to see the actualization, the exemplification of precisely this cultural dilemma. Anderson serves us not in transcending this dichotomy, but personifying. On the next page, you will see some more of my analysis on these particular issues and a place for feedback. I invite you to read through that and give me whatever comments that you might have on my page and the pictures that are within it. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.